First Person is produced in cooperation with the Far East Broadcasting Company, who rejoice in the stories of changed lives through the power of Jesus Christ. Learn more at febc.org.
These joyful faces of children, but faces of their mothers and even some grandparents that are here. Yeah. All of them are smiling. It's amazing atmosphere. Just feel a blessing to be over here at this moment.
The sounds of distributing packages of food in Ukraine to those who have fled their homes with little more than a suitcase or backpack, sometimes less than that. Welcome to First Person. I'm Wayne Shepherd. And this week, another in our series of reports recorded on my recent trip to Ukraine earlier this month. We're calling this Voices from Ukraine. As a volunteer board member of Mission Eurasia, I wanted to see the ministry firsthand to give a report to the many donors who are making it possible. I also wanted to encourage the staff and volunteers, victims of this war themselves, telling them of our prayers and support in every way. Last week, our trip began in the countries of Poland and Moldova, where Mission Eurasia is helping care for thousands upon thousands of refugees. That program is available at firstpersoninterview.com. This week, we take you inside Ukraine itself as we drove into the country several hours from Moldova. We visited two cities in western Ukraine, and you're about to hear the account of what we saw and heard. So join us as we listen to Voices from Ukraine.
Well, we've driven through Moldova and come into Ukraine. I'm with Sergei Rakuba of Mission Eurasia. We've come to Chernivtsi, the city where so many refugees have come. We are in the far western part of Ukraine, which is on the border with Romania, actually, Sergei.
Yep. We are, it's a corner, Romania, Moldova, and southwest corner in Ukraine, considered as one of the most safest regions in entire nation now. We're in a warehouse, you know, Mission Eurasia, working with a group of local churches here. We rent the space, and that's where we deliver truckloads of food. And as you see, volunteers, they come here day long, you know, especially evening hours. They come to help to pack these food packages. And then they load it, and you've seen those box trucks, you know, out there, vans. They load it, and volunteers, again, drive it all west, you know, where the biggest need is, you know, where refugees are finding their place for their refuge.
And all of this has been provided by donors, even the box trucks, where the money was donated to buy these trucks, so we had some means of taking this food into Ukraine.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything, as you see, it's all supported by generosity of people in the United States, Canada. Locals are giving, donating a lot of their time, which is, you know, their energy. That's a huge resource in all of this.
Right.
But those food trucks or those box trucks, you know, that deliver food, as you've seen, we requested and we needed to buy 6, but we did not know that we could use 12. So we have 12 of those box trucks with iCare Mission Eurasia, iCare project logo on it, you know, run on the roads of Ukraine and Moldova, some in Poland, that every day, you know, loaded with food, you know, they deliver to places where people are in the most need. So thank
this
you all.
This is amazing. This is
thank
just
you all,
amazing.
Wayne. Yeah. I just want to take this moment to thank those people that without their generosity, without their faithful generosity, this operation that, as you see, it's just 24/7, you know, people put so much effort on to help those who are in need, would not happen.
It's a great story. I'm so glad to see this. I'm privileged to be here, Sergei. Let's walk through the process.
Sure.
Let's walk over here. These volunteers are assembling boxes. These iCare boxes will hold, what, about 50 pounds of food? How much?
That's, you know, so it's about 25 pounds of
food average. All right.
So that's about 12, 13 kilograms.
Okay.
And as you see this logo, this is, I mean, the website, of course, Minister of Mission Eurasia, but this logo means I care in Ukrainian, meaning Baiduje, I'm not indifferent.
Uh-huh.
And there is a scripture verse, Matthew 25:35-36. I was hungry, you fed me.
Famous passage,
listen,
of course.
But this is this is an outreach piece.
Yeah, watch
itself.
Out for the fork truck coming in there. Yep. He's going to pick up this pallet full of boxes. We don't want to get in their way here, do we?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go over to the table then. Okay. These empty boxes are then filled, again, by volunteers that come from local churches?
And they all from local churches. They donate, I mean, lots of hours of their volunteer work. Nobody's paid. And they come here after their work shifts, you know, wherever they work, they come here to help to pack these boxes. And you see, that's what goes, you know, so into those packages. There are canned meat, canned soup, macaroni, spaghetti, rice, sugar, what people need, you know, to whatever, you know, so they need to sustain their family for at least a week, you know, so, or probably even longer.
And then
on
what's
top
the
of this,
the last thing going in the box
of
here.
This, as you see, this goes a copy of scripture. That's Mission Eurasia printed. You know, this is a copy of the New Testament for children.
Okay.
Listen, children need to have, access to source of comfort as well.
That's fabulous. That really
and
is.
And a family Bible, you know, so that's what we put in each box.
Okay.
And when people open it, you know, they deliver to their places. As soon as they open, they see who cares for them. And so that's very significant, you know.
Yeah. Well, let's get out of the way before they put us in a box and seal it up here. So we don't want to hold up the process, do we? All right.
Yeah,
this warehouse itself is a provision of the Lord, isn't it?
Yeah. The local business, you know, factory, they, whatever the economical reasons, they put a pause, you know, on their construction project. And this first floor, not finished, first floor of a larger building available, so for almost, you know, we're just covering utilities here, made it available for this purpose. So this is used real well, and from early morning till late night, you know, this place is quite busy. And as you see over there, the food was just delivered, unloaded, and it's in those larger boxes. So then they start processing farther here, taken from the pallets, and then put those boxes together. And on that assembly line, as you see, they already pack it. They know, following the list, what should go everywhere. And then it goes into those box trucks and rushed to people that need it. So.
Also joining us now is Mark Crea. Mark is with Feed My Starving Children. Mark is CEO, and you've been on this trip with us, and now to walk into this warehouse. You've seen this around the world, Mark, but it brings a chill to me to see what's going on here.
It is the very best when you see God's servants doing this, giving their time, risking a lot, being bold, but so faithful. And we know that you've got to meet people's needs. They have spiritual needs, but if you can meet their physical needs, then the spiritual needs are going to come after that. And so we just love the model of finding Mission Eurasia, finding our very best partners around the world that can get things done, that are fearless in so many ways and are faithful in all ways. And so we partner, we give this food, it's highly nutritious, so it just supplements all the things if they're not getting everything. And we're so excited. We've got so many thousands of people that are praying for Ukraine, that are coming in and donating and volunteering, because that's how we produce our food.
Uh-huh.
And so we can get this food here.
Yep. Well, thank you for what you're doing. It's a great partnership between Feed My Starving Children and Mission Eurasia to make all this happen here. So God bless you. It's been great to get to know you on this trip, Mark.
Yeah.
We'll talk some more.
Wayne, thank you.
So he's just simply saying, we're doing this in the name of Jesus. This food delivered to you because God knows you have needs. You know, so. He's sharing the gospel now.
We come to a place in Chernivtsi where Mission Eurasia has brought food boxes, and many refugees from around the country of Ukraine who have settled here in this particular part of Ukraine are lined up waiting to receive the boxes of food. These are precious people who just need help right now, and it's amazing And this is being done in the name of Jesus, as is being explained by the leader here. So they're about to open the truck and bring the boxes of food out and hand to individual families and folks. So this is just an amazing scene here. Praise God for all the food that's been provided. So these Ukrainian refugees, these displaced refugees, can have the food. Roman, we've come to this place where these displaced dear people from Ukraine have come to the city, and they are about to receive food that has been provided by Mission Eurasia. What goes through your heart and mind when you see this scene? What are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling the glad that the God gave us many people who pray for Ukraine, who give this helping for Ukraine, and I think that this is which Jesus Christ helping many people who needs him. And yes. Thank you so much for your helping, for your ministry for Ukraine. This is a very difficult time for us because many people needs feeling God's love, and I think that you are this love for us.
Thank you. Look at the faces, just every imaginable face here. Just these are souls, aren't they? These are people that they, I'm assuming most of them don't know the Lord. We don't know their spiritual status, do we?
Yeah. I think that many people who are in this place yet not meet Jesus Christ, but we suppose that after meeting with us, with our team, and with all of you who helping for Ukraine in this time, they meeting with God loves, and Jesus Christ.
I know you and the staff have been working hard with many volunteers. Thank you for what you're doing here. This is amazing to see. Thank you.
We're only slave of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your helping for us.
We've come to another displaced person camp here in Ukraine, and Sasha has driven the van and is with me here. The back of the van was unlocked, and these dear people came to get their boxes of food. What are you feeling, Sasha?
Well, it's amazing to see these joyful faces, not only of children, as you see, because children are unloading the van, you can say literally.
Yes.
But faces of their mothers, some fathers, and even some grandparents that are here.
Yeah.
All of them are smiling. It's amazing atmosphere.
Yeah.
And just feel a blessing to be over here at this moment.
I just saw a woman who has to be 80, I don't know, but she walked away with a box with a big smile on her face.
Yes, that's for sure.
What a wonderful scene here. Thanks for making this possible. Well, we've just sat down to dinner here in Chernivtsi, and I'm happy to be sitting next to a pastor from Tulsa, Oklahoma, who's here with a medical group. You're part of the group, but you're not a doctor or nurse or anything, are you, Jim?
No, sir. I am a marriage and family therapist as well as a pastor.
But tell me the story that you were just relating just a few moments ago about after the doctors took care of a woman, she was walking home and you offered to walk with her.
Yes, I offered to take her home or walk with her because her knee was bothering her after miles and miles of escaping the bombing, and she was living in a kind of a farmhouse with a family from Romania, and so as we were visiting in their kitchen, the Romanian mother ran out and got her son, a 9-month-old son, who had obviously cerebral palsy. He couldn't lift his head or hold his head up. His arms and legs were limp. But a beautiful little boy, beautiful face, beautiful eyes. But anyway, they were saying, can you do anything for our son? So immediately I thought of that maybe we couldn't help him medically, but I have a friend, my best friend really, in Tulsa, is a woman named Linda Steed, who works at an agency called the Little Lighthouse. She's, just for ease of description, I would call her the lead physical therapist for developmentally disabled children, over 100 of them. And so I thought immediately of Linda. She travels the world teaching impoverished peoples and refugees how to help disabled children. So it was 6 a.m. her time, but I woke her up with a text, told her to get a cup of coffee, and we did we ended up doing a Zoom or at least a WhatsApp video call, and she ministered to this family, taught the mom how to do exercises. She's sending the mom via WhatsApp exercises and activities and descriptions in Russian or Romanian to give this mother some tools to help her son gain strength in his arms and legs. And so I was thinking, who but God would lead me to a remote farmhouse where there's this little boy, and my best friend happens to be this stellar champion of exactly what they need and is available. And it was just a wonderful, wonderful day.
It's one of those God moments we've seen over and over again.
Yes,
here.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jim.
You bet.
Sergey, our trip to Ukraine is coming to an end. We've come to Mukachevo.
Mukachevo.
Okay, you say it better than I say it. But this looks like a private home. What's going to happen here tonight?
Okay, so this home was given to a group of refugees from Zaporozhye region. There are 15 people living in this house, local family.
But we're a long way from Zaporozhye.
Yeah, that's about, 800 kilometers maybe.
Okay.
But this is the safest place, you know,
about
they could find.
About 500 miles or so?
Yeah, and they organized, you know, lots of activities. You see those vans, you know, so this is all, you know.
The eye care vans.
This is eye care vans.
This is Mission Eurasia's equipment.
Part of Mission Eurasia operation, you know, overall.
Okay.
So they pack lots of food here, you know, so the refugees, they build a team, they cooperate with the local church. You will meet a few pastors, pastors, and using all the local volunteers, you know, and the refugee force.
And these are all Mennonite brothers and sisters.
These brothers and sisters are from the MB churches in Zaporozhye.
Okay.
Not all of them, you know. Some of them are from farther Donbass, you know, so, but most of them are.
Okay. And did I understand you say they actually pack food boxes here?
And that's what we will be watching, you know, helping them, you know.
Wonderful.
Observing tomorrow. We'll help to pack, I don't know, 500 food packages,
okay,
you know, that will be loaded onto these vans. And will be shipped farther, you know, back to eastern Ukraine.
So they live here and they work
and
here
they work
on behalf
here.
Of Mission Eurasia.
Yeah. Yeah.
To help other refugees,
yeah, they're not,
and displaced
they're not
people.
Wasting their time. You,
yeah,
know what
right.
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
I understand. Yeah. Well, let's go in.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I've come to the city of Mukachevo in Ukraine, and we've come to a home that is the place where a number of Mennonite brethren from Zaporozhye and the surrounding area in Ukraine have come. They have found refuge in this home a long way from their home. And I'm speaking with Andrew. Young man here is, how far are we from your home, Andrew?
I think we are 1,500 kilometers from
okay.
my home.
All right. I know your home is really Avdiivka.
Yeah.
But you've been studying at the university in Zaporozhye.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. But you had to leave your home. Just today, you found out what happened to your home. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, just yesterday, my house was hit by a missile, by a Russian missile. And it was only today that I saw the picture of the destruction.
That has to be a hard experience to see that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. And who took the pictures? Do you have family there?
I have my grandfather in Avdiivka, but my grandmother and my mother, they left for Lithuania.
Okay. So you have come here to this city, some 1,200 kilometers from your home. What are you doing while you're here?
Here we are engaged in packaging packages, eye care for people in affected regions, and these are food packages.
Yeah, so you are working on behalf of the victims of this war, even though you are a victim of this war.
Yeah.
So what is the process like? Are you, you're packing boxes of Mission Eurasia food?
Yeah, yeah.
And what? Tell me what's in the box, just generally.
Generally, we have in the, what we have in the box is rice, sunflower oil, flour, some canned food. Just some goods so that people can last for some time.
Yeah.
In the shelter or wherever they are.
And the pastor standing next to you in another conversation over there is one of the men who's actually taking these trucks full of food boxes and driving them into Ukraine, past all the checkpoints, and finding people in need. He was talking to us about that. Do you remember what he said?
He's one of the of those who drive the packages to the dangerous regions at his own risk, actually.
Yes, he does,
passing all the checkpoints and speaking to even to Russian military so that he can pass through to get this food to people.
He delivers them to churches that are still in existence there, even to basements that Mission Eurasia has equipped so people can live in these basements. He finds these basements and drops off these food packages.
Yeah, and we even have some people who still live there in regions close to the front line, and these are people who used to go to these churches as a congregation, but now they lead the churches.
Yeah. Well, on a happier note, in the midst of the war, you've come here as a young single man. But what happened after you got here?
Yeah, amidst all the chaos, all the panic, and without even knowing what tomorrow is going to bring. I made the decision to propose to my girlfriend, who is now my fiance, so she said yes.
Yeah. It brought a smile to our face when you told us that story. Yeah. What is her name?
Her name is Victoria.
Okay, and you knew each other before you came here?
Yeah, we've known each other. We had known each other for 2 years.
Okay, but it took this experience to kind of push you towards popping the question, huh?
I think if it hadn't been for the war, who knows what might have happened.
Yeah. Well, you have a great future ahead of you. Both of you do. Yeah. And we wish God's best for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's a great story in the midst of all this chaos and war. So
just pray that God would bring peace to Ukraine and to all the people. So, and for the people to come to the Lord with their hearts open to hear what He wants to say to them.
I still can't fully describe the honor I felt visiting with so many victims of the war in Ukraine and listening to their stories. But remarkably, not once did I hear anyone complain about their circumstances. Their faith in God is strong, and many others are coming to faith in Christ as a result of followers of Jesus showing love and compassion. One visit I'll talk more about in future programs is the time I got to spend with the staff of the Far East Broadcasting Company. During this war, they are faithfully remaining at their radio post, broadcasting the gospel and counseling hurting people. Listen for an upcoming podcast report on Until All Have Heard, available at febc.org. Now, with extra thanks to my friend and producer Joe Carlson, I'm Wayne Shepherd. Join us next time for First Person.